say the 23rd, the 23rd of May, 1971, you said it happened just exactly?
To the day.
A year ago. All right. And how would you describe the weather today? You say it was really a...
beautiful day.
All right. And if it was overcast and cloudy, you might say it's really a...
dark day. So it was it's kind of a dreary looking day.
Okay. And then if a rain or snow is expected, if the weather's been nice, but rain or snow is expected, you might say the weather is...
going to change.
All right. And those big white things up in the sky are...
clouds.
And if it's been cloudy, and then you look up in the sky and you see a little patch of blue sky, you say, I think it's going to...
to break.
Okay. And a heavy rain of short duration.
Shower.
And then even heavier than that, what really comes down.
Downpour.
Yeah. Now, do you ever call that anything else?
Well, a heavy shower, a thunderstorm. It's a gully washer.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing I was wondering. Now, if you have you said a thunderstorm, is that what you usually call it with thunder and lightning?
Yeah.
And then, Sam, last night the wind really
blew. Yeah.
Yeah, and today it'll probably
blow again.
It has
blown.
All right, and if the wind was coming from the direction of Lake City, you'd say the wind's coming
from the south.
And if the wind's coming from the direction of Bristol, you'd say it's coming from the...
north.
Well, it'd be kind of north.
East.
You would say it together
then? Northeast.
All right. And then you mentioned the shower. What would be lighter than a shower?
Just a sprinkle.
Okay. And then even lighter than that?
Just a little.
Or drizzle.
Drizzle, yes. Uh-huh.
And then if you look out, up in the mountains, you see that stuff, like smoke up there. It's
haze.
Yeah, it's, I say there's, if you can't see across the street, you say there sure is.
It's foggy.
Yeah, say that's a lot, there's a lot of
fog.
And if it hasn't rained for about 2 weeks, you call that a
dry spell.
And then if it gets so bad that it really kills all the crops, you say they're having a real...
well, we drought, but we call it dry spell. We just say...
would you say dry spell even if it lasted for...
yes, we sure do.
Uh-huh. Okay, and if the wind hadn't been blowing and then suddenly it begins, you say the wind is...
whipping up.
Okay, and then if it's been that way and it begins to...
we say it's dying down.
Okay, did you ever hear the wind laying? And you say, I think I'll put on a sweater. You mentioned chilly before. I put on a sweater this morning because it's rather
chilly.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use Irish?
No. Well, yeah, people do use Irish. If I'm just cutting up sometimes, I'll use that term, but ordinarily I just say it's kind of chilly.
Okay, and if it hasn't snowed, but you look out there and you see that white stuff on the ground and it's falling, you say, we had a killing
frost.
And if the temperature dropped down to 32, you'd say the water in the pond
froze.
It has
frozen.
And if it hasn't, you might say, well, it might.
It might freeze.
And if it's just a little bit of ice, you know, very thin ice, it kind of barely covers the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You ever call would you call that any kind of ice? Like mush ice?
No,
ice or scum of ice? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard it called a thin skim.
Okay, and if it dropped way down, you might say the temperature dropped all the way down to this,
whatever it was.
All the way down to
zero.
Yeah. Now, in the house that you live in, you mentioned the living room. Did you have another room where the guests were entertained, and maybe you didn't use it for anything else?
Well, my grandmother had what she called parlor.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that? That, and that was